In spite of his deep intoxication, the man still retained the embers of suspicion. And when she spoke of Pierce Phillips, they began to glow and threatened to burst into flame. Cunningly, persistently, she played upon him, however. She drugged him with her smiles, her fragrant charms. Time and again he was upon the point of surrender, but caught himself in time. She won, at last. She dragged the story from him, bit by bit, playing upon his vanity, until he gabbled boastfully and took a crapulent delight in repeating the details. It was a tale distorted and confused, but the truth was there. She made an excuse to leave him, finally, and remained out of the room for a long time. When she returned, it was to find him sprawled across her bed and fast asleep. For a moment, she held dizzily to the bedpost and stared down at him. Her mask had slipped now. Her face was distorted with loathing, and so deep were her feelings that she could not bear to touch him, even to cover him over. Leaving him spread-eagled as he was, she staggered out of his unclean presence. Hilda was deathly sick. Objects were gyrating before her eyes. She felt a hideous nightmare sensation of unreality and was filled with an intense contempt, a tragic disgust for herself. Pausing at the foot of the stairs, she strove to gather herself together, then slowly, passionately, cursed the name of Pierce Phillips.